Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. There was one thing that was very fun for me draft night. I was in Ashburn with the assorted Commanders media group. And maybe not in the first round because everybody's kind of a name brand. But as you get into the second, the third, the fourth rounds, more and more of these players you're kind of Googling information on. And one dude whose information we relied on over and over and over was Dane Brugler, draft analyst for The Athletic, and of course he publishes The Beast every year. Dane, thank you for joining us. I mean this sincerely. I'll give Standing credit because he works for The Athletic, but there were a number of people, not just myself, that whenever – Washington drafted somebody, or really kind of it got to a point where whenever someone was drafted, we were just going to The Beast as a reference point to figure to learn more about the player. You deserve a ton of credit for the thing you put together every year.
I appreciate that. That's what I hope people use it as, a resource guide, you know, and it's before the draft, during the draft, and even now after the draft. You know, if people haven't checked it out yet, you know, it's not too late, you know, just be a subscriber to The Athletic and you get The Beast included and you can get a really in-depth look at all these guys the Commanders drafted. And then, you know, even, you know, the undrafted free agents, you know, going deep, you know, there's almost 2000 players in there. So, yeah, there's something in there that I think will interest everybody.
I tell you what, since you brought that up, let's start there with the undrafted guys. Anybody really stand out to you? The kid out of Colorado State, the corner that, a lot of people were excited about that Washington paid a little cash for. Anybody, Sam Hartman, the back out of USC, anybody you like?
Yeah, Anusium, the corner from Colorado State, he created some buzz for himself at his pro day. He had a good week at East-West at the Shrine Bowl, and then he didn't get a combine invite. And then he goes at his pro day to be 6'1", 200 pounds, and then to run a 4.3,
Wow.
You know, you jump 37.5, you have a 7.06 three cone. Like, he tests off the charts. I'm surprised he could draft it because after that, a lot of 30 visits, a lot of teams started, you know, blowing him up. You know, I thought he was going to go somewhere on day three. It's just a matter of where. He sneaks through the draft, and yeah, he's the type of guy you want to kind of roll the dice on because you just the size speed combination's outstanding. The ball production is underwhelming, and that's really why he wasn't drafted, is because, you know, once his back's turned to the ball, it's like, okay, you know, it's not natural for him to turn, locate, make a play. But when you have that size speed combination and, you know, you're able to, he's a smart guy. I enjoyed talking to him. You know, he's got an interesting background and, there's a lot to like about him. It's just the lack of ball production was kind of something that was a turnoff. But as an undrafted free agent, yeah, you roll the dice on a kid like this. Sam Hartman, I think, is he's the type of guy you want in your quarterback room. He has a cap. Like, he's never going to be more than a backup. But, you know, you could do worse for a number two or number three quarterback spot than Sam Hartman. Really smart guy. Toughness is off the charts. He's competitive. There's a lot to playing quarterback that, even though he doesn't have, like, high-end physical traits, there's a lot to playing quarterback that he has. And that's the type of guy you want help preparing the game plan for next week. You want him in the quarterback room. He's going to make the rest of the room better. And so I like that addition for the Commanders.
So they did. How did you feel that they fared in the draft?
I liked what they did. I mean, obviously, you have the number two overall pick. It gives you an advantage. But even with what they did on day two, having multiple picks on day two, I thought they maximized a lot of those picks. And I don't do draft grades, but I do. I power rank 1 through 32 my favorite draft classes. And the Commanders they made my top 10 because I thought they let the board fall to them in the second round, especially to get a Johnny Newton at pick 36 is tremendous. And I don't think anybody would have pinpointed defensive tackle as a need for this team. But when we have a new regime in here, new owner, new general manager, new coach, and they want to make up this roster, with high impact guys. And Johnny Newton absolutely is that type of player. My favorite thing about Johnny Newton, aside from, the fact that he's quick off the ball, he's disruptive, my favorite thing about him is he plays more snaps than anybody else. And it doesn't matter, first quarter, fourth quarter, it's the same effort, same level of intensity. And you love that about him, no matter what he's dealing with. I mean, he dealt with a foot issue the second half of the season. It didn't matter. He was still giving the same effort every single snap. And so love that pick. Mikey Sainristil still was one of my favorite players in the entire draft. We get so obsessed with length and, all these, size measurables. And it matters. But at the end of the day, give me good football players. That's what I care about. And Mikey Sainristil still is one of the best pure football players in this draft. He's a really good athlete. He makes plays on the ball. The background's fun, being a former wide receiver, moving over to defense. But he's a natural. I mean, football comes natural to him. And those are the type of guys you want on your team and guys that are going to help you win. Brandon Coleman was one of my favorite picks. I think he was a little bit of a discount because he was banged up this year, so the tape didn't look as great. But when you go back to 2022, he was the left tackle for a team that advanced all the way to the national championship game. And Coleman at left tackle was a big reason why. So I think when he's healthy, you're able to see how freaky this guy is. So to get him in the third round, I thought was pretty good value. And I think he was like my number 66 player. And I was all ready to defend him because I thought there was a good chance he was going to go even a little bit later, just because I know not everybody loved him. So I was ready. I was going to defend, where I had him. And he went 67, or like one pick after where I had him. So I thought the Commanders they did a nice job,
like nearly the exact spot you pegged him at. With Coleman, since you just spoke about him, any question to you that he is a tackle in the NFL?
Sure. Yeah, I think honestly I see more versatility than tweener. Some guys are kind of stuck in the middle where it's like you're just not quite sure, they a tackle, they a guard. With Coleman, I think he's absolutely can be both. 6'4", 315 pounds, really long arms, over 34.5-inch arms. And he's, like I say, he's a freak. The way his movement skills, the lower body explosion that he has, the range, there's a lot of, with what you want on the edges at tackle, the movement skills that he has, the balance, that's kind of just check the box, and he does it consistently. So if you want to move him inside the guard, I think he can do that. But on the outside, he has more than enough length, more than enough range where he can hold up and gulf rushers. So I think I like that pick for him. I think he's an underrated player.
I mean, they definitely view him as a tackle. I know that. And yeah, that, Peter said it on the record at Friday night. We're talking with our friend Dane Brugler from The Athletic. Few people can break down the draft quite like Dane. Give him a follow at DP Brugler on Twitter and Instagram. One thing I couldn't help but notice, and I'm curious if this is two things. Washington seemed to make a point of going after guys with really high athletic testing, the RAS score. Was that something that was obvious to you also? Or when you get to the end of drafts, are almost all these guys having good RAS scores? That's how you make it to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I think I think you're right. Like, a lot of these teams, you just can't help but you're going to end up drafting these guys that are high traits, toolsy, athletic guys. But, I mean, honestly, you look at their, first three picks. I mean, Jaden Daniels, he didn't have to test to know he's a good athlete, but sure, there's no testing information on him. Johnny Newton, no testing information on him. Mikey Thiener still didn't blow it up. I mean, he was good. Which honestly, I think speaks more towards Sainer still, that the fact that he's not a overwhelming size guy, and then the speed, the workout numbers were good, not amazing. Ran on 4.47 in the 40-yard dash. Usually, when you're undersized, you're 5'9" and change, 180 pounds. You better run a 4.3 if you want to go in the top 50 picks. But I think that speaks to Mikey Sainer still and how good of a pure football player he is. That he has underwhelming size, good athletic profile, not amazing athletic profile, and was still able to be a top 50 pick because that's just how good of an or that's how good of a pure football player he is. But I think after that, you're absolutely right. You look at Ben Sinnott and the way he tested. Brandon Coleman's a freak. Luke McCaffrey tested well. Jordan McGee from Temple, same thing. Dominic Hampton from Washington. We know Dan Quinn, he's had luck in the past with those oversized safeties, you know, kind of tapping into what they do really well. And Dominic Hampton, he could be that guy because he's 6'2.5", 215 pounds, almost looks like a linebacker, but his background's like corner and it's at nickel. And for him to go out, he ran a 4.45 in the 40-yard dash. He's got 39-inch vert, just a really toolsy, traitsy guy, but the tape's really good as well. And it took until his sixth year to really break out. But, to get him in the fifth round, I thought was tremendous value.
For sure. I want to open this up a little bit further. You get Sanders still, and it's pretty clear he's a slot guy. And I think his size and he said it, Peter said it. Everybody has kind of identified what he's going to be. But Quinn and Joe Witt have found a ton of success developing players in the secondary. And not just top picks, but later picks. What did you think of Emmanuel Forbes last year? And do you think he kind of gets a new lease on opportunity in Washington?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's an outlier size-wise, and that's always a risk. When you draft a guy that was so thin and, being sub 170, and it's like, okay, is that going to be able to hold up? But it's easy to focus on that part of it. But when you focus on the fact that he had unreal ball production, it was like, going back to high school, his final like six seasons, he had 30 total interceptions. He had like 16 in high school, 14 at Mississippi State, like just unreal ball production. And this past year for the Commanders as a rookie, it was a lot of up and down. I mean, obviously, I don't have to tell you guys or Commanders fans about that. I mean, it was corner is just it's a volatile position just by nature because you're going to lose reps, especially for young players, rookies that are just understanding the speed of the NFL. But I'm very eager to see how he does this year because I think with a year under his belt, he's a confident kid. I don't think he's going to necessarily – he's not going to be broken mentally. I think he can, rise to the occasion. But taking what he learned last year and wanting to jump routes and go for the football but also learning when to be conservative, just walking that fine line – I think you have a better sense for that this year. Now, obviously, new scheme, new coach, all that plays a part in all this. But, obviously, they're not giving up on Emmanuel Forbes by any means. I mean, I think he's definitely an important part of their future as they build this thing.
Well, if you look at what they've done the last 2 years with Joe Witt and also Quinn, they had one guy have 10 interceptions 1 year, and the other guy came back the next year with the same amount. 9 interceptions, I think it was.
Bland, yeah.
He might want to get happy right now.
No doubt, yeah. And that's the Cowboys the last 2 years with their ability to take the football away was tremendous. So I think that's something you point to and say that's going to be an emphasis for this team is getting pressure on the quarterback, forcing bad decisions, and then letting the secondary and the back seven clean up with those interception opportunities. And, yeah, few guys have a better sense for, route recognition and just the ability to close on the football and pick the ball off than Emmanuel Forbes.
For sure. I think with Forbes, there was probably a really rough period of transition to, like, the physicality he had to bring and
right.
wasn't ready to bring. And maybe, he sat for a little while and that opened his eyes up. That's going to be an interesting kind of subplot to watch. Zooming all the way out to league-wide, was the biggest head-scratcher to you Penix to the Falcons? Was there something else that stood out to you? I kind of like it from Atlanta there. I recognize that he's going to be 27 when Kirk's guarantees are out, but if he's the right guy, nobody's going to be mad if they go from Kirk right to Penix. I don't know if there was other league-wide stuff that really made you scratch your head.
If they drafted Penix in the second round, I would get it a lot more, but it's like you have a top 10 resource and you're going to go go to that locker room and look at everybody in that locker room and say, hey, we could have helped this team right now for 2024, 2025 with an impact pass rusher or a top flight corner or Roma Dunze. I mean, we could have done so much with a top eight pick. Instead, we went with a position that we hope doesn't get on the field for at least 2 years. That's hard to explain to the locker room. So not even just the fan base or everybody else, just explaining that to the guys in that locker room, that's tough to do. And I don't know. It's I don't understand the process. I on one hand, I get throwing as many resources as possible at the most important position in sports, like on just the surface level, that makes sense. I just, with the opportunity cost and using a top eight pick in a draft where you wanted to be picking top 10 this year. The amount of blue chip talent from offensive line to receivers to, across the board, you wanted a top 10 pick. And instead, they chose a quarterback. And that's not even getting into the evaluation of Michael Penix. I mean, to me, Michael Penix was a second round pick. And, I think in order to draft, and this goes for Bo Nix as well, in order to draft Bo Nix and Michael Penix in the first round in the 12, you're telling me that these guys are going to be top 12 to 14 quarterbacks in the NFL at some time in the next few years. And I have a hard time getting on board with that. I have a hard time believing they're both going to be there. And so it's going to be fascinating. I mean, watch it. Kirk will get hurt week three, Penix come in, tear it up. And, the Falcons look like geniuses, but, I they're hoping that, Cousins leads them to the playoffs and, it becomes really something that we stop talking about because they keep winning, but it was certainly a head scratch. I'll put it this way. I mentioned that top, my favorite draft classes, 1 through 32. 32, one was easy, Chicago Bears with, the 1-9 picks that, knocked it out of the park. 32 wasn't hard either. Falcons, they were my least favorite draft haul this year with what they did.
It was an interesting move. I will have to follow up with you later in the month. Or
I actually like it,
month.
Though, Dane. I mean, to be honest with you, I like it.
Time will tell, right?
We don't know how that Achilles is going to hold up. And
sure.
we can say what he wanted because if he didn't have injuries, that dude would have been probably as high ranked as any of those other quarterbacks. He's the best
season.
Passer in the draft.
Hell of a season.
He's as aggressive as a passer as anybody in this class. It's just the lack of creativity really bothered me. The national championship against Michigan, they got after him and he didn't have many answers. So, he's a polarizing player for sure. A lot of teams had day two grades on him, but obviously the Falcons.
Not the Falcons.
Yeah. And time will tell, right?
Yeah. Yep. All right. We'll check back with you soon because he's already got a 2025 mock.
Wow.
And your Washington Commanders taking, I got no idea how to say this, Tatarua McMillan. Dane, we'll do that next month, dude. Thank you for the time.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Dane Brugler from The Athletic. I mean, nobody has the depth of draft coverage there. When we come back, our guy Barstool Nate joins the program.
Hey, everyone. It's Autism Awareness Month, and we're making a difference together. So join me as I bike to the beach to support local autism organizations. Come out on Friday, August 2nd, and enjoy a 25, 50, 70, or 100-mile ride to Dewey Beach. Ride with me or donate to our team to help us hit our goal. This ride is designed for all riders. Bring your crew and help us raise money for autism awareness. Visit biketothebeach.org/bmitch to get involved and make an impact today. That's biketothebeach.org/bmitch. Let's do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This stream, just saying. Jeff just took the stream down. Oh, Nate Dogg offered to zoom in, Jeff. Do we have the technology to do that? Jeff says no. Is that an actual no, or you just don't know the answer?
It's just not right now. I mean, I can get him on here for future streams, but just not right now.
Nate, do you want to come on the stream with us? I don't know how Jeff's going to pull this off, but he claims he can.
I believe in the year 2024, the technology does in fact exist that someone can zoom into a show and be a part of the video stream.
What's your email?
Now, Nate Dogg. The ability to, the technology existing and the ability to, absolutely no question about it, but the ability to and the technology to pull it off between the prison cell studio with which we operate and the extremely limited resources with which Jeff Walker's presented, that's a whole different ball of wax, sir.
I understand what you're saying. I believe in you guys over there. I believe in Odyssey. I believe in 106.7 The Fan, and I believe in this show that we can together figure it out.
What is your email? Say it on the air, and Jeff will try to figure it out.
I will text him off the air my email.
How are you, buddy? I had fun seeing you last week. The Caps kind of got boat raced in the time since. I think you know, there was that period of time where it was like, oh, this is so cool. They made the playoffs and it was fun. But now it's like, hey, Oshie's back hurts so bad he has to lay on the floor and
urinating in a cup.
Yeah. And they're just
bottle.
And they seem to be an organization at a serious crossroads.
I disagree with what you just said, JP. Let me tell you why.
Well, the Oshie thing he said.
No. I know that. I disagree with it being a bad thing that we made the playoffs or any sort of
negative. I didn't say that.
The connotation that it was like, you know, we lost to the Rangers. They won the President's Trophy. They are a wagon of a team. Their special teams is outrageously good, power play and penalty kill. I thought we played very well 5-on-5 against them, but the second the Rangers went on the power play, it was over, and our penalty kill could not stop their power play. I believe they went 25-for-25 on the power play during the series. That aside, I think it's great that the young guys got playoff experience. I think it's great that this team believed in themselves all season, put everything together, and made the playoffs. You know, it like the power of friendship, the power of positivity, whatever you want to call it. I think a lot of positive things came out of this season. You know, Carbs getting to the playoffs his first year as an NHL head coach. I think there were many, many good things despite being swept by the Rangers. It's as close to a moral victory as you will ever, ever get. You know, all the naysayers online, oh, that team didn't deserve to be there. You know, if another team deserved to be in the playoffs, but they would have been in the playoffs.
Somehow you've twisted what I said completely all the way around. Like, last week, the conversation was how much value there was in this young team that sold. They did everything right? They sold off at the deadline. They have a bunch of picks coming on. They did that all correctly. But now, I still think that we're at, like, an organizational crossroads. When you hear these guys at locker cleanout talk about like how exhausted they are, and John Carlson, I think I read today, led the league in minutes, and I don't know if you want to just tell me how great it was that they got hot the last 6 weeks of the year. I agree with that; it was awesome, but I still think it's a organizational crossroads that we're witnessing.
Well, I mean, the crossroads comes from the fact that, you know, we sold at the deadline. The old nucleus that brought us to the cup is you know, time's ticking on everybody just because of age. I mean, Oshie, it appears, is retiring, and we can talk about how I'm going to build him a statue. And I've written two blogs now about him, about how he's, you know, he's never the biggest goal scorer or this and that, but he's been the heartbeat of this team for the last 10 years. He's been the pulse of this team. He makes everybody better. He makes the community better. He makes Washington, D.C. better. And I really believe he should have a statue and his number retired by the Caps, first game next season. That being said, you know, the crossroads, sure, this team is going to need a superstar to replace Ovi, and obviously that's impossible. But if you look at what the Rangers did, you know, they got a bunch of guys, high draft picks, and not all of them panned out. But they all panned out in a way that provided depth. And that's what I see with the Caps, is we have a bunch of guys that we just saw maybe playing a line above where they should be slotted. But I like the depth that we have, how young all these guys are. And when we do get whoever this next superstar is, this core, this young core that's developing right now, will be ready. And so it is a crossroads, but I think we're ahead in the rebuild. And I really like what we saw. I think we have the right coach in place to lead this team. And I think 4 or 5 years from now, we're going to be right back in the mix hunting for a Stanley Cup if things go correctly. And I do believe that they will.
I like Carbs a lot.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. Yes.
I think
he's a good coach.
I think there's a lot to like. But, and you know what? Maybe you're right. If you want to say ahead of pace in the rebuild because they made the playoffs, that's true. We got used to a period of time of the Caps like really mattering, and the reality is they haven't won a playoff series since the Cup run.
They still matter to Nate.
Yeah, and we can talk about how maybe the team, the complete rebuild, is on a bit of a pause because of the Ovi gold chase,
and I'm okay with that too.
They weren't going to, you know, Backstrom tried to play. We forget, like, this team made the playoffs without Backstrom, with, you know, Oshie constantly hurt, Carlson playing 30 minutes a game at his age. By the way, just an absolute beast of a player, Carlson is.
Totally.
And, you know, Ovi's 42 away, and they're not going to completely sell until Ovi breaks the record in a Cap sweater, and that just is what it is. He's going to buy this offseason, so I'm expecting, you know, 65 goals next year. And then whatever happens after that happens after that. I don't think Ovi will ever play for another team. He said this morning that Tom Wilson is the heir apparent to the captaincy in D.C., which I think everybody agrees and loves. I think there's a lot to be optimistic about with this team. You know, maybe, you know, we're not going to win the President's Trophy next year, but I why not battle for a playoff spot again next year, you know? And I like that. I like being the gritty team. I like being the hungry team. And I love watching young players develop. I think it's an exciting time to be a Cats fan.
Nate, I love your positivity. And I am going to go on a limb, Brian, as we switch gears, talking to our friend Mr. Barstool Nate. You can follow Little Nate X at Barstool Nate for all the Nateaholics out there. Brian, I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to say Nate Dogg loves the draft. Nate, what'd you think of the Commanders draft?
Real quick, to the Nateaholics, sorry again for the not being on at 11 a.m. My people are going to talk to JP's people and figure this out.
Because I love that it's on me.
Well, I will say, you got thrown under the bus by the behind-the-scenes people, and I said, I know this isn't JP's fault, and they doubled and tripled down on it being your fault. So I'm now throwing them under the
JP
bus for throwing
fault,
you
and
under
partially
the bus.
Mine, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get your squad
together.
Well,
hell, you didn't even know you were coming on today, you told us.
I, you know, JP, B-Mitch, there's a lot of people throwing you guys under the bus. I'm just here for the good vibes and the positivity.
All right.
That's
so
all I can say.
Good vibe. Listen, you're our friend. You're our actual friend. So we wanted to get this dude on from LSU that was only able to come on at 11.
We talk to you every week.
Yeah.
No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm cool with it. I just
Wilson was
to the
more
Nate
important
Hall,
today.
To expect me at 11. You know, we have to be clear and upfront with them. I will never lie to them.
Shout out to the Nateaholics. What do you think of the draft?
Shout out
the
to both of
great.
Them.
The draft was fantastic. I mean, I'm usually like, you know, you can't really judge a draft until the guys play. Blah 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 blah. On paper, we had an A-plus draft. Obviously, when you draft a quarterback number 2 overall, the entire draft and the entire franchise hinges on that quarterback panning out. But, you know, ceiling is sky high for this draft. I like that we really strengthened the defensive backfield and, you know, just, you know, got this guy from Kansas State at tight end that nobody's talking about, Ben Snott, who should be able to play immediately. And his strength is blocking, which we need with a rookie scrambling quarterback. I think Adam Peters has his mind together. He knew how to fill the depth that this team sorely lacks. Luke McCaffrey, anytime you can get a McCaffrey DNA on your team, you got to do it. You know, it's exciting. As exciting as it is to be a Cats fan right now, it's doubly exciting to be a Commanders fan. From top down, this team is operating the way an NFL team should operate. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's only going to get better. We're going to finally get a stadium deal at some point. And Jaden Daniels is going to pan out and be the Hall of Fame quarterback we've been waiting for. Everything in Washington right now is fine. And we're not even talking about how the Nats fleeced the Padres in that Soto deal. And we have 3 future Hall of Famers from that deal. And the Wizards are about to get the number 1 pick in the NBA draft. Everything in D.C. is great.
Will you order a Jaden Daniels jersey?
Already did.
You know what's crazy, JP, is I was thinking, because I was very anti buying anything when Dan Snyder was the owner. It was like my silent protest thing I was doing.
It wasn't very silent, Nate. You made that protest pretty clear.
Yeah. Oh, did I just call it silent? Yeah, I think that was a pretty loud protest, I guess. Yeah, I haven't owned a jersey since, like, I don't even know. Heath Shuler, I can't even tell you. Michael Westbrook, I can't remember. Maybe I had Stephen Davis back in the day. But yeah, I think it's time to get a Jaden Daniels jersey. I truly do. I'm not a huge jersey wearing guy, but I own.
When you order
ODM
that,
Wilson.
Get those other 2 too. You know, JB wears large. I wear X large.
I mean, Beamish, you have private jet money.
No, I fly
money,
in other
so.
People's private jets. I don't have private
I did
jet money.
About Nate's silent protest against Dan, I did a brief Google search here where I did Barstool Nate Dan Snyder, and the first headline from your silent protest is bleep Dan Snyder forever. Then if you scroll down a little, it says nobody will buy Dan Snyder's haunted mansion. Keep going. For the love of God, sell the team, you stupid piece of. Because Dan Snyder does not care about winning. I'm not sure it was a silent protest, brother.
Yeah, I just typed the name Dan Snyder into the Barstool Sports backend. It appears I have written 307 blogs about Dan Snyder.
Wow.
And that's just with his name in the title, so Who knows how many more.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
All right,
not
buddy.
So silent.
What was your favorite draft pick?
outside of Jaden.
Yeah, not Jaden division.
Yeah, I would say getting Bensonaut at 53, I think, is huge. Everything I read about him is very optimistic. I think Brandon Coleman at 67 is this is based on just me reading, is like just a lot of steals, like a lot of guys that, you know, we may be lucky to drop to us in a way. I think Brandon Coleman fills in immediately based on everything I read and plays fantastic at guard. And as I said before, just I like McCaffrey DNA. You get a McCaffrey on your team, you're immediately better. Also, I think maybe it was you, JP, said he's already our tallest wide receiver at 6'2", which I think is interesting. So yeah, McCaffrey, not, you know, bigger than your standard slot receiver, but he has hands, ability to get open, and he's only played wide receiver for a couple years. So he's a raw talent, but he has the side speed and hands that you like in a guy. So yeah, I think those after the Jaden pick, like every pick seems to fill a need that we have, and everybody has a very high ceiling. I cannot say enough good things about how this draft went.
Jeff, I thought you were going to hit Nate with a pause there. He said he has the size, speed, and hands you like in a guy.
Yeah.
He's out of pocket.
Take it any way you want.
Nate's out of pocket, huh?
We got to go, Nate Dogg. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, I love you guys. Love the Nateaholics. See you guys next week.
All right. See you, buddy. Chris Russell's entered the building. There is free pizza. We'll explore next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the Fan. Rooster, dear God, tell me that's not how you throw a football. What was that little, like, shot put motion at the end?
He hit him in the hands. Manfield just sucked. He can't catch.
Did you see the little, like,
He can't catch. He hit him in the hands.
It was such a high throw, B.
What was
it
that,
hit you
Bruce?
Right in the palm of your hands.
Listen, there's a reason that's why a I didn't go number two overall in the draft. Or number one, or number three, or number whatever.
Our last pick.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Listen, no matter what happens with the Zoom, with the stream, we need a Rooster Cam when he joins us.
We need a cam in there for Landfield.
All right, let's
too.
See it, Rooster.
They're just so high, his throws.
They are high.
He's just sailing passes out here.
Bruce, I don't know if you're familiar with Devin Levi. He plays.
Yes.
Who
played at Northeastern University.
Yeah.
College hockey. Drafted by the Buffalo Sabres.
Yep.
What happened to him?
I thought this
you
was.
Say he knows you.
I thought this was particularly pertinent for you. Devin Levi had a quote after an AHL playoff game. AHL is the minor leagues, right? Like the Hershey Bears are in?
Yeah, AHL, not AAHL. AHL.
I believe I said AHL.
I think at first you said AAHL.
Yeah, you said alcoholic but that's hockey right. league.
All right, well, so that might be something on my mind. But this is something
the Alcoholics Anonymous.
That is generally on Rooster's mind. Uh-huh. Devin Levi said after a game, "I'm not trying to be too horny."
Ooh.
Yeah, and we know you're the horniest man on the internet.
Right, of course.
So, why is he saying that?
What's that about?
I mean, he's a a young, virile buck. I'm 50, old, and I got an infected fingertip that's killing me.
I'm sorry?
Wait. You've been putting that finger.
What?
Well, yeah. I'm holding it up. I'm holding it up.
Then where you been putting it? Where has it been infected?
I've been putting a Band-Aid on it. B-Mitch, come on.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. It just started killing me.
You have a mysterious infected finger?
It just started killing me. I was at Commander's Park on Friday night, as were you, or were you at the Capitals game? I can't remember.
No, I was there.
Friday night you were there. Just started hurting. I have no idea what happened, and been putting stuff on. Finally had to go to a doctor yesterday.
What did the doctor say?
He said, lose weight, get your blood sugar under control,
and
your finger's about to fall off. Or I'm going to have to cut it off.
I think Landfill's the closest to a doctor on the program.
Yeah, Dr. Landini.
Landfill, how do you, I mean, he has a PhD.
Yeah, Dr. Landy Poland.
Landfill, how do you think Rooster infected his finger?
Some drunk, horny woman.
That's how I think.
I mean,
hey man, I'm just saying. I don't know, Roos.
Listen, I mean,
Roos, you gotta make better choices,
Listen, I was also in Ashburn, hey, Jeff, in the media room, and all Roos five, make all ten choices. Of my
you know
fingers
there weren't
are just
any
fine.
Drunk, horny women there.
All 10 of my fingers are just fine, and I was in the same room. So I don't know that. Somebody came out of draft weekend with an infected finger.
I don't know how that
happened. That's next level.
Did a spider bite you or something?
I don't know, B. I don't know how it happened. I mean, you know, like sometimes you bite your fingernails or whatever, or the cuticles?
Sure.
Maybe it happened there. I would not know
how you do that. Yeah, well, please tell me how you do that.
Roostizzle, should we tell the bubble story, or do you want to keep that one off the air?
Tell it.
The bubble story.
From Thursday night.
Don't worry about it. Just tell it.
I don't even remember
if
what
you're
talking
about. If you don't remember
about.
What it is, tell
so,
it. It was a long weekend.
Thursday night was round one of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
We knew Rooster was coming out there, but
that bubble story.
It was 8 o'clock, and the draft started at 8 o'clock, and Rooster wasn't there yet.
So I knew he was on his way.
So I sent him a text. I said, you good, man? You coming out here? And I started from a sincere place because it was packed out there. I don't know if you've seen it. They changed the media room, so there's fewer seats. Mm. We were trying to see if we needed to save him a seat, right? And he said, yeah, I'm on my way. I'm 7 minutes out.
Yeah.
And at that point, I decided to have a little fun. And I said, cool, man. They've got a setup in the bubble. There's also pizza.
Oh.
So the rest of the story goes like this, B. I think it's odd and curious that they told us, no, you're in the annex. Not anything about the bubble. There was no update. There was no change. There was no nothing. Then I get to the security guard house. And I'm like, hey, one of my guys told me that the media is actually in the bubble. And he goes, I don't know, but there's a lot of people right now in the bubble. And the lights are on, whatever. So I'm like, well, maybe they did change, and I just wasn't privy to this update, and JP's not pulling my leg. Well, it turns out there was absolutely nobody in the bubble. Even any pizza.
Wait. Did you have the security guard on the
No.
Really?
Wow.
No.
He was not
the
in
guy,
on it.
The guy said, I don't know, but there's a lot of people in the bubble right now. There was nobody and no pizza and no TVs.
And that's security.
Yeah, well, you know. Does that surprise you?
So then I started to feel bad that, like, I'm causing the Rooster agita. So I texted
him.
I'm not from New York like you, where there's no mustard. And I texted him. I was like, yo, we're actually in the annex. And then when he walked in the annex, he's like, I knew you weren't in the bubble. I never went over there. And I was like, all right, good for you.
But he did.
Then at the end of the night, as he was leaving, he's like, by the way, I actually did go to the bubble.
I figured a good bit deserved a little payoff. So,
oh, man.
You know. Should have probably stayed in the bubble.
Maybe your finger would be okay.
Yeah. It happened in the bubble.
Possibly. Ooh. Maybe that's where he got it and I didn't.
On a tractor?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What? What the hell?
Dell, he's the horniest man on the internet.
It's time to take a break.
What was your favorite draft pick non-Jaden Daniels division?
Mike Sanristil. I don't care that he's 5'9". And a .180. All I know is that guy can flat out bleep and play. I mean, he slot corner, turnover machine, physical, can get after it, good hands, good eyes, good anticipation. I think he's, I mean, you worry a little bit that he's 5'9", for God's sakes. I mean, would it be better
right,
if he was 5'11"?
Right, Derrick Green was 5'9". He's in the damn Hall of Fame.
I know. I mean, worry a little bit. Worry a little bit. But I think, to me, that's my favorite pick. Hey, big boy.
I worry more about guys that can't play than I worry about.
I agree.
Now, Roost, there's a whole bunch of pizza. Have you had any?
I have not.
Are you going to?
I got a tongue lashing and then some from my doctor last
Whoa.
Night.
Wait.
He said...
You make out with your doctor? Go to your show before CK gets mad at us.
All right. Thank you, boys.
That's Chris Russell. You can listen to his show starting at 2 o'clock on the Team 980. When we come back, North Carolina, Nicky Jabala joins us.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.